I don't care what they say. AI is not, it might stand for artificial intelligence, but it's just stupid. It's the news, according to me. Yeah, I'm not sure about this music yet. I'm still not sure about it. I don't know. I kind of like it. I don't know. Hey, it's Thursday, February 19th, 10:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am in the Eastern Standard Time zone, which I will be today and tomorrow morning. So, yeah, that's where we are at. That's where we're at this point. It's 10:23. I started at this process at about, about 8:30 this morning. And I'm working on trying to get this. It's a show prep app that I'm working on, trying to build. I started it yesterday. Thought I had it all done. It seemed to be working. I liked the platform. Everything seemed to be working fine. But when I clicked on, first of all, it started in Gemini, Google's platform. And I thought I'll try to build a whole app with that thing. Just a local app, just lives on your computer. It's just it's what they call an MVP. It's a marginally viable product. Not something you can just sell to anyone. You could sell it, but they have to do some stuff on their own. It's kind of like a kit. You'd have to put it together on your computer. It's possible. It wouldn't take much. I mean, it's already been designed. It's already been built. It's kind of customized for what I do. And the Gemini product seemed to be okay. I mean, seemed like it was all right. It came up with some stuff, but then all the links wouldn't work. And come to find out, it had just built a mock-up of a system, which I thought was fine. I like the mock-up. So I'm like, so then build it. I said, okay, let's do it then. Build it. I thought that's what we were doing here. to its credit, it came back and it said, do you want any changes? It came up with this whole thing and it had it all there. And then it said, do you want anything changed on this? Well, yeah, I want it to work. I can't really test it unless it works. So I went over to Claude. And it has probably rerun the initial folder, the HTML folder that it has to run. I have probably reloaded that, redownloaded it, I should say. It's fixed. Why don't you just fix it the first time? Oh, yeah, well, this is a problem with this right here. Oh, this is what it's doing. Oh, I'm checking the code, and this is what it's doing. Why didn't you check it before you gave it to me? I'm a little frustrated. Kevin's getting upset. So we'll see how this works out now. I think I have to replace this whole thing and start over again. I'm not sure what I have to do with all this. I'm going to refresh this thing. Oh yeah, it goes back. It's going to have to redo everything now. Now if I click on that, and I still I get sources. Look at there, I get sources. Place for sources. Oh, that's what. Well, okay. So it fixed some things. Fox News. I don't even see. Washington. I don't even see YouTube on there. Oh, there it is. YouTube, Rumble, C-SPAN, Fox News Video. That's just different places you can get video. News sources. I can click on whatever I want there. Custom sources. I can put in whatever I want down there. That makes more sense. This is now making more sense, I think. Let's see what happens now when I try to generate my little show prep file. And the reason for doing this is I want to be able to just type this. And I want this to be a plugin that goes into the other app, being like an add-on type thing, or it can be an independent program that people can use. If any podcasters out there, they can put in their daily stuff, whatever they want to put in for their, I finally come up with names. Monday Kickoff is what that sounds like a sports show, and I'm not a sports guy. Topical Tuesday, of course, Hump Day Brief on Wednesday, Thursday Thunder. I'm going to thunder about some stuff and then Financial Friday, of course, is what this is going to be the next. So I want to do show prep here. I can I can select whatever day I want. I can go up there and do whatever day it is. Why are those yellow? That's red. I don't know why they changed the color. But anyway, so I'm going to put in here. I'm going to put some things in here, see how long it takes to get all this stuff up. I can just type in like AOC word salad. And I could type in more probably if I wanted to. Mom Donnie can put his name in there. Speech on property taxes. We're going to talk about that today. And then, I don't know, voter fraud. Let's just put in voter fraud. Where's the county down there? Yeah, we'll just put in Atlanta. We'll just put in Georgia. So we'll put in there. And we'll just hit generate. See what kind of things pop up here. It's supposed to come up with video clips, audio clips, articles, all kinds of stuff. It's supposed to do all this stuff within 30 seconds. So we'll see if that happens. Anyway, while we're doing that, talk about what's in my cup. Now, I also have, I didn't even start the other app. I didn't start the other app. We're not going to play with that today. I think we've had enough of that. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I've had a frustrating enough day. I'm going to try to run that and find out that it's not working. It's all I need yet on top of everything else. I don't know. I think I can. See, that's got the show prep files on there. Let me see if I can. If this was at all legible. I've got this. Where'd he go? So it should be here somewhere. I know what I can do. I can run it from here. I have this. This is what we're going to do. We're going to run this. I guess I can't do that yet. You don't even know what I'm doing. You're sitting there going, what? So in my cup, I have my regular chai with Cinnabon creamer in it. And then my backup cup, I also, it's the same. I'm going to have this tomorrow as well. My sweet peach tea. That's not peach tea. I'm sorry. It's just my sweet tea. I'm not sure where we're going for supper tonight. I'm going to have to kind of figure that out. I wonder if I can just, type this in. See if it works. See what happens. Oh, look there. It's working. Yeah. I'm going to say yes to that. Type enter. See what it does. Well, looky there. It started right up. I guess I got to do this first. And then type this. Tell you what, it's saying you can do this without knowing any code is a misnomer, I believe, because you have to know some code to do this stuff. There's just no way around it. I'm gonna hit that in there. There we go. Let's see what we get here this morning. Well, that didn't work. Oh, there it goes. Okay, it is working. All right, so we are connected. It's quite the allow that. Okay, whatever. The dog got me up this morning. He was having some issues around 4 o'clock with his ears, and I didn't have any cotton swabs in the bedroom. We have a master bedroom with a bathroom on it, and I didn't have. Typically, if I take a cotton swab and I guess we could have just pulled a cotton swab out of it. We got a bunch of all this cotton that we use from all the pills we have. We take a lot of supplements and just whatever. And a lot of times we have things in there that are, when you open up a pill bottle, vitamin E or whatever it is. It has this cotton in the top of it. Well, I save all that stuff because I use it for the dog's ears or whatever. And it comes anytime they have any kind of issues where I have to use cotton. I typically will use that. And so I didn't do that. Oh, this saved my thing from the other time. Well, that's interesting. Anyway, I took. I was going to get up, and I was kind of messing around. I was hoping he would just kind of settle down and go back to sleep, and he didn't, and he didn't. And so I was doing some other stuff with my phone. I was listening to some stuff, and finally he kept going over on my wife's side of the bed. And he woke her up. Well, she decided to let him out, so she took him outside. Got back, and then for some reason, I had some weird dreams last night. I don't know what was going on, what all was going on. But when I woke up this morning, I thought I had to go to work today. I thought I was late. In fact, I was going to have a show, and I was going to try to get the show in done early. And of course, I didn't. I didn't have to go to work. But if I hadn't looked at my calendar this morning, I literally got up in a rush to feed the dogs, get everything going. And I would have been out the door. I probably would have left because I was running so far behind. I needed to get going by 8 o'clock, and it was 7 o'clock already almost. By the time I got to start feeding the dogs, I was ready to go out the door. So it was just kind of a, yeah, glad I didn't. Probably would have been halfway to Chicago before I realized. It's Thursday. I'm leaving on Friday. But for some reason, the dreams I was having had me convinced. In my dreams, I was getting ready to go. I was going to Chicago. So I woke up with that feeling of having to go to Chicago. I said, it was kind of a weird deal. I'm gonna type some stuff in here. I'm just going to do this. We're going to do one guy we're going to do and see how this goes. I'm going to call it done. I think I saved that. Yeah, I saved that. Okay, we're going to just try this one person here, see if it's working this morning. I also want to make sure it's working. So we've got Artie on the line. Let's talk to Artie.
Hey there, Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah.
Mom Donnie raising property taxes. Come on, man.
Okay, there you go. It worked. Let's see now. Let's see if everything else works. Like it's supposed to. I'm going to have this. Yeah, Mom Donnie made this big speech, and I'm going to play the video here shortly because I've got show prep here, and we can go to show prep. Oh, it's still working on it. Yeah, it's taken forever to do that. It worked earlier. I think it timed out actually. Let's try it again. It's got a cancel button there, but it's not canceling. This is frustrating. So anyway, yeah. So I've got this whole technical problem going on here. But that's I'm sure you're going to mention that now. Since I said something about it, you're gonna say something about it. I'm sure because that's the way you do things.
Mom Donnie's going to raise property taxes. He came in with this whole thing where everything's going to be free buses, free this, free that. We're going to tax the rich. We're gonna penalize everybody. And then he comes in. And oh, by the way, all of a sudden we find out we have a $12 billion deficit. Now, keep in mind, for the city of New York City, he's proposing a budget that is larger than the entire state of Florida. And the only way he's going to talk about it is, or the only way he's going to pay for it is by, now he has to raise property taxes because he realizes there's a deficit in the income. Maybe, should have noticed this before. You know, what do you think, Artie?
Actually, that sounds quite concerning regarding the budget deficit and proposed spending in New York City.
No kidding.
Technically speaking, proposing a budget larger than the entire state of Florida seems quite fiscally irresponsible, especially given the $12 billion deficit.
Yeah.
As a technical expert, I would encourage closer examination of the financial details and implications before moving forward with such ambitious spending plans.
Yeah, no kidding. That's yeah, you know you might not, he might have thought about that before he actually ran for office. Maybe might be a possibility. I don't know. Well, so I have I'm looking at my looking at the transcript here.
Weld It, Montana, Gunnery, property taxes. You only came in with this whole thing, where you got everything will be free. It just doesn't. It just. Am I mumbling? This thing just has a really hard time. What? It's. I just, some of the stuff it says is just. It's not even funny. Some of it's just vulgar. But it's. I don't get it. I'm not. Am I? Is this the way the internet perceives me to be? I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Well, I'm done with that. Let's go back to the. It timed out again. Yeah, it's zero time. It's still not working. Let me try it again. I'm gonna. So now the show prep thing. Now if I copy and paste what's going on here to the AI that's building this thing, it will come back and go, oh well, yeah, there's a problem here with this particular code line. But well, why is there a problem? Why don't you? Shouldn't this thing just work? You're supposed to have the I. Does he not know what the I stands for in AI? I guess that's where my real question is. You know, it doesn't seem to be. Now, I know my computer's acting a little slow today. It took me four times longer to start it up than usual because I've been running. I just let it run in the background all the time. Pulling quotes, doing all this stuff, extracting key statements, building your brief. And then it just stays there. It doesn't do anything. Kind of weird. Oh, well. Yeah, so Mamdani, and this is the case. This is tip. Now, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen when you freeze rent and raise property tax? What's going to happen to the people who own those buildings? They're either going to default on them and leave the city, which could happen. That's I'm sure that will happen in a few. There's going to be a few people who are going to get foreclosed on. The banks are going to come in. City then takes over the property. This has happened in a little town called Elkhart, Indiana. I've seen this happen to several properties in the area where the main headquarters are. One of them, well, it had a fire in it, and nobody wanted to buy it. Of course, it's sitting there as a burned out hulk of a building, of a house. I believe it's probably. I wouldn't be surprised if it caught on fire because of. Potentially, I don't know if it was some kind of somebody doing something, you know, cooking up something in there. I don't know. But the what ended up happening was the city bought the building, bought the house. Of course, it was right next to another lady's home that she was elderly. Her husband, I guess he finally passed away or went into a home. He was extremely. Severe Alzheimer's dementia stuff going on. And she's still getting around pretty good, but she couldn't live there anymore. She was too much for her to take care of. And she ended up selling the place. Well, she ended up selling it out to one of those buyout places. It's just like a management company, kind of like BlackRock, but not, it wasn't BlackRock. It was kind of a local management company. So they bought it out, which is a rental property. And well, I understand it. They might have sold it. I don't know. Whoever's in there now, I don't know who it is. So the problem is right next to it is this burned out building. It's been there for over a year. City put a fence around it, just a chain link fence. I mean, it's not hard to get under or over or around it. So of course, people have been milling around inside the property and doing all kinds of, there's a burned out car, there's burned out stuff. It's a mess. It's an eyesore. Plus it ruins the property value of anybody around that area. And of course she didn't get nearly what she wanted out of her house. And I don't know that it affects my building that much. I'm kind of on a different street. I'm two houses away, but I'm facing a different street and I'm kind of in my house. My office building has a whole different set of issues there, but it's got some things happening with just some trim on the building and some other things, some shrubbery stuff that needs to be dealt with. However, so I don't think it'll affect the property value of mine that much, but not that I'm too worried about it. However, the issue is the city comes in and buys that out. Well, now they own it. What are they going to do with it? Now, in the case of Mamdani, this is all part of his plan. They want the city to be able to take over some of these buildings. In fact, they want to, what do they call it, repatriate it? Whatever they call it, repatriate it? I don't know what it's called. There's a term for it when the city comes in and basically takes over property. It's not eminent domain. It's something different. It's where they actually come in and operate the property, not just use it to build infrastructure. And that's what the whole thing here is, that they ruin the economy, the economic situation, and of course that makes government have to step in. Now the problem is they have no money. New York cannot tax people anymore. I think New York City, is one of the highest taxed cities in the country. I think, from what I understand. Oh, Obama and Elkhart, Indiana, full speech. When was that? That was a long time ago, wasn't it? This is just popping up on my feed here. Operator releases new details on officer involved in. Some interesting stuff has happened here in the Elkhart County area. One of the things that happened is that the local, what do you call it? The assessor's office. We have a county assessor, and of course there's a township assessor, because the township has most of the city in it, so they kind of run things a little differently. My building falls under a different assessor than my house does, even though I have the same city address. And the county office that did that, but they came in and took people out. I mean, they fired them and got, I don't know what happened. All it's just like the county cops came in actually and escorted them off the property. So I don't know what was going on. Never has really been very. I'm sure I could do some research and find out what was going on with that whole thing, but it's very strange what happened there. Now, I know that they were assessing properties because they tried to pull it on me. They came in and tripled my property tax in 1 year. Tripled the value of my building. Tried to charge me a ridiculous amount of money for the property tax. Now, I fought back. I went down to City Hall and filed a form. Said, you know, they raised it about 20%. I thought that might be fair. But for what they were valuing my property at, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you that property. If you write a check today, I'll give you the property and everything in the building. And I'll walk away and you can have it all for that price. It was a ridiculous amount of money they were valuing that property at. Now, it's in some places, that property would be worth that, but it's not there. But so there's places across the street that were trying to sell, and other houses and businesses in the area that were trying to sell, and they were nicer buildings, bigger buildings, as far as, you know, the size wise, they had almost twice the space as my building, and they were only a little bit, they were still under the price they were valuing mine at, and they couldn't sell it. And that's the whole thing about economics. You know, I think I've talked about this before. I never finished that statement, by the way, about, you know, where does the money go? Say you've got $1 million in the stock market, and your property's going, you know, your value's going up and down. Where does that money go? What happened to all that money? Why did I lose? You know, I was worth $1 million and now it's only worth $700,000. What happened there? Well, it's something is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it. When you drive your car off the lot, you were willing to pay, you know, depending what kind of car it was. These days, $100,000 for a brand new car, whatever it is. Say you find a car for $30,000, brand new, economical little, you know, car of some kind that's $30,000. Ridiculous amount of money. So you go buy this car, and of course, to you, it's brand new. It's worth something. It's, you know, there's the whole pride factor. That don't tell me you don't have it, because you know you do. And there's this feeling of reassurance because it has a warranty and has all the backing and smells new and it's nice and it's clean and you're starting fresh and now it's dependable because it's brand new. And then it breaks down 100 miles later. Oh, but it's under warranty. But you're still stuck and not making it to work. Anyway, just saying, you can buy an old used car, you can buy a new car. It's... At some point, an old car tends to break down more. Now, we have a car that's 11 years old. It's our newest car. The others are all older than that. My 2012 has 330,000 miles, at least almost 331,000 now. 331,000. It has that many miles on it. And it's still going strong. Now, would I put 10 grand into that car to keep it going? I don't know. I doubt it. I'm going to have to look at some of the things. It's got some suspension issues right now. I have to kind of look at some of those kinds of things. If that's all tweakable, I mean, there's really no rust on it. There's nothing going on with it corrosion-wise. It's a good quality car. I'd be happy to take it to 400,000 or 500,000 miles if it's going to keep going like that. It's got some other issues. Got the back trunk lid now thing doesn't work right. But that's all fixable stuff. I just don't want to put a lot of money in it. Now, my wife's car, the 2015, the newest car, it has 240,000, I think, or something on it. It's over 200,000 miles. The engine went out on it, and we put a new engine in it. Well, not a new engine. It was a used engine, but it was a Volvo-certified engine. So it theoretically has a lifetime guarantee on the, I think, on the labor. Something, whatever it is. The engine itself is certified. It's certified for whatever, however long. And I think I did the math. I probably should actually pull the calculator out and do the math on this. But where is my calculator? It's here somewhere. I think if I'm figuring this right, if I can get 100,000 miles out of it, I think it cost like $12,000 to do the, let's see here, 100,000 divided by 12,000 is, that's $8. That doesn't seem right. Shouldn't be that much. Maybe it's 12,000 divided by 100,000. That makes more sense. 12 cents a mile. I was figuring. If it's at 12 cents a mile, if we can, if it costs me 12 cents a mile and I can get 100,000 miles out of it, I'm willing to pay that for, you know, that's a decent amount of money. And we might be able to get more than 100,000 miles out of it. I don't know. We'll see. See how it goes. That engine should probably, because by that point, it only had 30,000 miles on that engine. So theoretically, we should be able to get a couple 100,000 miles out of it, which that's the theory. And it's if that's the case, then that'd be great. I mean, that'll be kind of a car we can drive into our retirement years. However, you have to kind of do the figures on some of this stuff sometimes. And now, what's it worth? What's the car worth? Well, it's worth more to me because I've got that money into it. And I don't think I could turn around and sell it for 12 grand. Maybe I could. I don't know. Because it's got that new engine in it. So I've been the whole thing's. If the warranty and everything is transferable, it makes a huge difference. And that makes, you know, I could sell it to somebody, someone who has the wisdom to buy a car like that. Somebody might be willing to pay, 15 grand for it. But we're basically into it we were already into it. We bought it right to begin with. We didn't spend a whole lot of money and put quite a few miles on it before that happened to us. And I wasn't just going to, sell it to a junkyard for $300 or $1,000 or whatever they're going to pay for it. So I'm not going to do that. It's a decent car. Still, they did a 182-point inspection on the car, and it's still, or whatever the number was, I don't know, it's a ridiculous number. Everything else was still good other than the front brakes, which I knew I already have the rotors and pads for that. So if that's all that's wrong with it, then everything else seemed to be in pretty good shape. Now, there are some other little issues that we've had with it since we did it, but they've taken care of those things. And so it's been kind of a thing where, you can buy a brand new car and still have those kinds of issues. Now, theoretically, it's still an older car. Probably isn't worth that to somebody else, but it's worth that to us. Willing to pay that kind of money because we're going to keep driving it. We're not going to. I don't get a car. I don't buy cars because of what other people think of me in them. I drive it because I want it to look like I want it to look, and I buy it because it's a practical car to get me from point A to point B and do the mission. We like station wagons because we have dogs, so we put them in the back. All-wheel drive is nice because, for a while, my wife was running back and forth up into Michigan, and it was along the lakeshore where there's a lot of snow. She was mostly on main roads. Her two-wheel drive Volvo actually does a pretty good job with that. But it's one of those things where if I get another one, it's going to be all-wheel drive. I'm just all about that. Now, I do like the Jeep. The Jeep is a little bit of a vanity project. The nice thing about a Jeep is you can tow it really easily. We can't tow the Volvos. Otherwise, we would just tow the Volvo. But those are really difficult to tow. So we have a little Jeep that we can tow around behind the motorhome. And then I have a truck, of course, just for doing work stuff. The truck is 22 years old. And it only has 100,000 miles on it, but it's a rust bucket. But anyway, I have, that's what happens to the stock market. You buy into a company and your stock is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it. And you might have only, and here's the thing, people don't get this too often. Let's say you don't ever see, like when you look at your stock market, when you look at your 401k, you're putting in $1,000 a month or whatever you're putting into your 401k. So you're putting in $12,000 a year. And within, 5 years, what's 12,000 times five? Let's find out. I've got a calculator right here. Calculator, 12,000 times five years, $60,000. And yet your 401k is worth $100,000. How did that happen? Or $80,000, whatever it is. So then people get all upset when their 401k goes down to $90,000. You still have more there than what you put into it. Now, it may or may not be keeping up with inflation or whatever. But that's the point is it continues to grow. And people, two things drive the market, fear and greed. When everybody thinks that something is going like NVIDIA, whatever it is, or Palantir, whatever it is, some kind of stock out there it's the hot stock of the season, of the week. Everybody's talking about it. It's going up or whatever's happening with it. It's got some kind of government contract. Everybody jumps in on it, and of course it's the hot stock, and so everybody the reason people jump in on it is because they want to make money on it. It's a greed factor. Now, there is greed, and then there is greed. There is greed that drives some people to doing things, to stepping on other people. That's one thing. That's a different kind of greed. That's a lustful type greed. And then there's just, hey, you want to make as much money out of your money as you can. There's a shrewdness, I think, that comes into a certain kind of greed. People, buy low, sell high kind of thing. They want to get in on the rise. They want to get on the gold rush, whatever it is that they're doing. So they get into that whole thing. Now, I know I'm talking about finances, and Thursday Thunder. That's what this is, Thursday Thunder. So it's one of those things where I think that they what was it? Where was I going with all that? People buy low, sell high. Greed is one thing that drives the market. So the people want to make money. They want to make as much money out of it. They want to make their investments as they want to bristle them as much as possible. Then there's fear. The other side of that thing is fear. Everybody gets scared and they sell out. What ends up happening sometimes? This happened to me one time. Market was down and I thought, this is it. The market's going to collapse. Everything's going to collapse. Everything's going to go. It's going to go to zero. It's fine. This is the big one. This is the big one. It's just ignorance on most people's parts. Now, normally a downturn or a dip in the market makes people panic. They start selling off. People will park everything in cash. When the market is down, and you're gonna wait for it to start coming back up again before you start buying. The average guy out there, the average family out there, even if you're watching the market, you're going to be on the tail end of that thing going up. And it's you're going to end up losing more than you would if you just stayed in it. In fact, the better thing to do is to have some cash sitting aside for that moment. And you can, if you're into options stuff, you can buy, kind of maximize your leverage at the most by selling puts. So you sell something that's a covered put, is what it is. You sell a contract that says, hey, the stock is at 30, I'll buy it at 25. So you sell, somebody buys that put from you. The price goes down to 25. Well, you make, at the very beginning, you might make $100 off that, the sale of that put. That's cash in your pocket. Now, the problem is it might go down to 20. And if it does, you bought it at 25. However, don't do that with a stock you don't want to own, because you're going to own it. And yeah, you lost something there at the beginning. You didn't lose, you know, from 25 to 20. You lost from, you know, because you had that little extra money you made on the top of it. So your net loss is not as much. But now the thing is, now you own the stock. Maybe you want to buy some more of it at 20. I think if you're willing to buy it at 25, you'd buy some more at 20. Now it's going to go back because you have confidence it's going to go back up again. Now, once in a while, something happens, like a lawsuit or something happens weird, you know, in the news with a company or the government goes after somebody and they can't recover from it. They end up losing and it just keeps on going down. So you end up losing your shirt on that kind of a deal. However, that is very rare if you're watching what kind of companies you're going after. If you're doing something like American Airlines or Coca-Cola, whatever you're doing with something that kind of trades sideways, it's a long stretch on some of this stuff, but there are some companies out there that are, you know, and it's always possible. Xerox could, you know, like something could happen, like Kodak or whatever it is, good solid company all of a sudden starts going down and never comes back. But you can kind of read the tea leaves on that one. You have to kind of be careful with some of that stuff. So anyway, the point being, something is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it. And this is where the presentation, the packaging, all this, the other stuff that comes into it, you know, selling something retail or consumer products or whatever it is that you're trying to sell. Nowadays, the presentation is a big deal. The way Apple packages its products, people like to unpackage them. They say, oh, it's brand new. Peel the little thing off the screen. Look at the box, the way it's all laid out. Oh, this is so much fun to open up. Because it stretches out the endorphins. It's just not in a box with bubble wrap around it. It's got this, all this stuff. It intensifies the endorphin thing. And people like that. Like to be able to click on the buying thing, the buy button, buy now. And it comes the next day. Oh, I got to do that again. That was fun. That's what happens with people. And the next thing you know, you're spending 50 bucks here, 60 bucks there, 20 bucks there. Next thing you know, you're spending $1,000 a month on crap that fills up your house. You got to give it away at the end of the day because your house is too full. Take it down to Goodwill or something. It's a never-ending cycle with the consumer problems we have. But I digress. Anyway, what were we talking about today? Well, we're talking about Mamdani. He's on the real hot seat today, on the thunder seat, I should say, today. Thursday thunder seat here. I don't know. The guy, he's extremely phony. Now, you realize this guy, he's an actor. He grew up, his mother was a film producer. He grew up as an actor. She used him in act. He's an actor. He knows nothing about fiscal responsibility. All he knows is a social ideology, a socialist ideology, well, a communist ideology is what it is, that he operates within Marxist practices. Now, he's doing all this stuff, this weird stuff, where he's allowing certain people, certain lifestyles that are against his religion, against his moral code. Now, he must be making a deal with somebody. Now, there's a huge outcry in the city of New York because Muslims are offended by dogs. You will rarely see a Muslim owning a dog. It's very rare for that to happen if they are fundamental practicing Muslims, they're Islamists. They will not own a dog. The Quran speaks very clearly about dogs. And they don't, you just won't see them having them as a pet. It's extremely rare. Well, now there's this thing where I guess some of the local religious leaders in New York City are feeling pretty bold about some of this stuff. And of course, they are now crying out to ban dogs in New York City. They want to ban dogs in New York City. Now, there are people who are, all the animal rights activists and everybody on the left are going to be a little bit struggling with this now, of course. But this is where things start to conflict. And you will probably not hear Mamdani come out and speak out against it. Because at the end of the day, he probably would rather see Sharia law in New York City than the colonialist European law that's based on Christianity as a biblical basis in most of its theology, as far as ideology, I should say ideology. So this is the problem they're going to run into in New York, is you got this mishmash of all this stuff. And his ideology is driven not by practicality, but by pure philosophical idealism. And it's just, that never works too well on either side of the fence. Now, if you have you can have a pure capitalist, open trade, free trade economy, and a situation where people have individual rights and they're accountable for their own. All this, that is actually the only workable model that it still has problems, but it is the only workable model that enables growth to happen based on merit. And that's really the whole idea of our society. It's the whole idea that the founders made. And it's the whole reason why we're the most prosperous country in the world. We can't pay for people's health care. Well, the problem is people, health care should be affordable for everybody. And the things that have ruined healthcare in terms of the costs have nothing to do with capitalism. It is government regulation and everything else that has stepped in and caused the problems. And a lot of that is in the insurance industry. I'm just going to blame who needs to be blamed on that stuff. That's the facts of it all. Now you're starting to see it in pet insurance. Same thing is going to happen. Used to be you go to the vet, you pay your $100 for your yearly checkup and all the shots and everything else, and you walk out the door. Now it's $400 because guess what? There's pet insurance. The pet insurances deny all your claims. That's the dirty little secret about the pet insurance industry. They get away with a lot more because, well, it's just a dog. It's just a cat. Who's going to go after insurance company for that? If it's a human being, there's a whole other side of that whole thing. You got family that's all involved in that whole thing. But it drives up the prices because now the insurance company, if they're willing to pay, then that means that the local vet can raise their rates because, well, insurance is going to pay for that. So we can raise the rates up. You know, it used to cost $50. Now we make it $75 now. Or maybe $100. And all you have to do is pay your copay. Before you know it, you're paying a copay that what used to be the normal rate. $20 to get a shot. Well, now it's $20 for a copay. But now I'm also paying $1,000 a year for pet insurance. Health insurance, whatever it is. It is a racket beyond rackets. And all they have to do is deny your claim. And they're the winner. And they're the arbiter in that whole thing. Good luck getting your money out of that. So, I think I've said enough. Show's almost 45 minutes long now, and I really haven't said anything. But you know, it's entertaining. That's really what the point is, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just here for your entertainment. I'm to give you my opinions about things and let you know what I think about what I think. And, Now you know what I think. And that's really why you're here. What's in my cup and what I think. That's really why you're listening, I'm sure. Tune in to see what's what I'm thinking. So I have some things I'm still working on. Let's go back over here and see. Oh, it's still working on my brief. Still working on it. I think what I'm going to do here, I'm going to push this button, that button, and this button. I'm going to take a screenshot of this. I'm going to show this to the AI and say, it's been like this for 30 minutes. See what it says. It's going to say, oh, well, this is because of this or because of that. Who knows what it's because of? I have no idea. I might even copy and paste some of that stuff over there. Just going to see what all it's doing over there. In the meantime, we'll see what, Google, Gemini is still working on my app. It's been doing that for about 2 hours now. I've tried to do the same thing with Google and see if it's actually going to build something for me. If it pops it out one time and it's done and it works, I'd say I'm happy with that. It doesn't take me 2 hours of copying and pasting things for forever. We'll have to just see how that works. I have to go back over here to the desktop and show this screenshot to Claude here real quick. Yeah, let's let's go back over here. I'm going to take all this code in here. I think that's all. Yeah, that's got it all. Or is this my podcast caller? Oh, it's my podcast caller. Yeah, I don't want that one. I want this other one. This is the other one I want here. This is the Show Prep Live. Show Prep Live is the name of the app. And so I'm going to put in here. What was that called? Show Prep. Oh, building. Building the brief. Kind of, I was going to call it that. Building the brief. I'm going to put that in there. I'm going to copy the code and paste that in there. I'm going to hit enter and see what it does. There it goes. All right. So there you have it, folks. That's the show for the day. I'm Kevin and I'm your app builder guy. That's what's happening today. In the meantime, tomorrow morning, I'm hoping to have a show. If I don't go to bed too late tonight, I'm hoping to have a show tomorrow morning, early in the morning. It's not going to be live. Now, I'm going to try to do my best to have a show on Monday morning. I think I'm going to be in Columbus. I think is where it's going to be. I think it's Columbus. Possibly. I'm not sure. It's either Columbus or Cincinnati or something. It's Cleveland. I don't know. Somewhere. In the meantime, folks, have a great rest of your day, rest of your week, what's left of it, and God bless. I will talk to you tomorrow, and I will see ya.